Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank and by Heritage Health Center. Well, after University of Wyoming alum Marcus Epps threw out the first pitch of the ball game last night, Powell Pioneers' Colin Queen continued to throw strikes, throwing a one-hitter in 5 1/3 innings as the Powell Pioneers beat the Billings Halos in the first game of a double dip last night, 11-2. As the second game of the nightcap, it was all Halos as they beat the Pioneers 17-2 in 5 innings. In that first game, the Halos got 2 runs in the first inning, thanks to 2 errors by the Pioneers and 1 hit, the only hit in the game for the Pioneers to give up from their pitching staff. As Queen finished with 9 strikeouts, 4 walks in the game, and the Pioneers' defense settled down. No more errors after that first inning, as Powell ended up beating the Halos in that first game of the double dip. Also, it was Jet Schwanz providing some offense as he went 3-for-4 at the plate, scoring 3 runs for the Pioneers. In the second game of the doubleheader, Powell problems with pitching, Powell problems with committing errors. Powell had 4 errors in the game, and the Pioneer pitching staff just struggled, giving up the 17 runs on 14 hits. They didn't walk a lot, though, only 4 walks, but the 4 errors certainly hurt the Pioneers as that game ended early. So the Pioneers finished with a split against the Halos yesterday. They'll get ready for a game coming up on the 16th, as they will have sort of a triangular with Douglas and Lovell coming to town. Those games beginning at 1 p.m. Also, yesterday it was the first conference matchups between the Cody Cubs and the Lovell Mustang. And in the first game of the double dip, Cody took that one 6-1 and then blew out the Mustangs in the second game. In that first game, Jackson Schroeder went the distance on the hill, pitching 7 innings, only giving up 2 hits and 1 unearned run as he struck out 8 Mustangs in the game. As also offensively for the Cody Cubs, a couple hits from Jared Grenz and a couple from Tristan Blatt, part of the offense for the Cubs. In the second game, it was scoreless after the first. The Mustangs got on the board first in the top of the second, but then Cody responded with 6 in the second, 5 runs in the third, and then 5 runs in the fourth to put that game away. The Mustangs could muster only 2 hits in the game. Tyler Grenz going 5 innings pitch as it ended after 5, giving up only 2 hits in the game. The Cubs saw their record go to 4-5 on the season, 2-0 out of the conference, while the Mustangs fell to 2-4. We're back with more after this.